Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream. Hi. And you're not, there's not much to see, just some idiot talking into a microphone. I've got my Nail City Jeep ducky up here. And Nail City Jeep Club ducky up here, and the screens, and there's really not much to see. But we have a lot to talk about today, I must tell you. Done a lot of homework on this thing. And this East Ohio Regional Hospital deal looks very, very suspicious, very sketchy. The supposed new owner, who apparently cannot even spell his own name on his own news release and has horrible grammar, again, his own news release, causes me... to really wonder what the hell is going on here in Martins Ferry. What the hell is going on here? And the local media, of course, useless, slobbering interviews about this guy. Oh, this is wonderful. You're terrific. Oh, you've got kids. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Meanwhile, I'm looking at this going, no. You're missing all the red flags. And my God, are the red flags. It gets worse. It gets much worse. So going back to this news release, this pathetically written, I mean, honestly, I can't tell you how bad this thing is. He should have hired a professional writer to do this. He should have hired one. Anyway, it says here that the as part of the message to the media members, the hospital's Facebook page will offer updates each day about the facility's redevelopment and future staffing. So I thought to myself, okay, let's see if that's true. Let's see if any of this is true. And you can check for yourself, by the way. I did it this morning. East Ohio Regional Hospital. I go there, start thumbing through the posts. And yeah, they have different posts for job openings, which tells me nothing. I mean, anybody, I can post something that says there's a job opening here, whatever. That tells me nothing. But okay, they're doing that. Fine. No argument. It's the other thing that really got to me. Because again, it says here, and again, these are not my words. This is Mr. Ramsey's words. The hospital's Facebook page will offer updates each day about the facility's redevelopment and future staffing. Okay, the future staffing, fine. I went back through June, from now back through June, and I couldn't find even one post about the hospital's redevelopment, what they are in fact doing. Literally not one post. Now, it says here we're getting updates every day. Every day. I've yet to see the first one. Another red flag. Oh, and yet another red flag. East Ohio Regional Hospital, the new owner, assuming he is an owner, but again, I went to the Belmont County Courthouse, no deed transfer record there, not for the land, not for the LLC, and now they owe $1.6 million in back taxes, where when they supposedly bought this thing, which apparently they didn't buy this thing, it was $1.2 million. And the clock is still ticking. You would have thought that East Ohio Regional Hospital would want a lot of goodwill, a lot of excitement, people talking it up and this, that, and the other. And, you know, with job openings and all that, you know, would have been great for social media, people talking, hey, this is great, I got this job, I interviewed there, whatever. Take a look at the comments. East Ohio Regional Hospital, you know, where we're supposed to get updates each day about the facility's redevelopment and all these job openings. And you would have thought that East Ohio Regional Hospital, this guy Ramsey, would have wanted lots of good, you know, publicity, lots of buzz, lots of excitement on the part of the people. Try to find one comment literally one comment. All the posts there don't allow comments. And when I say that, I don't mean that, well, I'm going to make a comment and then it's got to be reviewed by the administrator. And if it's appropriate, then it'll be posted, which would make sense. No, no, no. East Ohio Regional Hospital does not want comments, period. Now, how can that be? You've got a great story, supposedly. You're posting all of these job openings, supposedly. People would have been excited. They'd have been talking back and forth or whatever. And again, all they have to do is make a comment and submit it to the administrator to make sure that it meets their standards. And if it meets their standards, then you publish it. But no. No comments at all. East Ohio Regional Hospital, even though it's supposedly doing all these great things. Wonder why that is. No word about whether it was approved by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid. No word about whether it was approved by any state agency. And again, when they tell you we're going to get updates daily about the redevelopment, you would have thought that they would have posted all the supposed good news that they have been approved for this, that, and the other. But no, I saw nothing. And these are some of the questions that I would have asked Mr. Ramsey or any spokesperson for Mr. Ramsey saying, hey, what gives here? You said you're going to do updates daily on the redevelopment. I haven't seen one. You don't allow even comments for all your posts about these job openings? What exactly is going on here again? Have you gotten authorization? Have you gotten approval from the feds and the state about opening up the hospital? And oh, by the way, Mr. Ramsey, I went to Belmont County Courthouse yesterday, and I'm told there's no record of the thing ever being purchased. The land or the LLC. And the back taxes were $1.2 million whenever you came into this market and got all those slobbering interviews. God, I wanted to throw up with some of them. And now it's $1.6 million. What about that, Mr. Ramsey? Go ahead and check for yourself if you don't believe me. Take a look at their Facebook page. Try to find a comment. I'm telling you this, the more you look into this, the more this thing stinks to high heaven. And it gets worse. This thing kept nagging at me and nagging at me and nagging at me. At the end of the news release, it's about Harold Ramsey. And again, this is a news release where he misspelled his own name. And his grammar was atrocious. In his own news release. And it says here, Ramsey is formerly FINRA license series 724, 79, and 65. Formerly. Now you would have thought that someone who had all these great accomplishments, even though he did not list even one, and I tried to find him. I swear to you, I tried to find him. He's going on his website about all these great accomplishments that they had done. And on the news release, he possesses a global network of relationships. Client engagements and projects have reached across Europe, Middle East, Asia, North and South America. What, no Antarctica? And yet he doesn't name even one. And he claims he's been doing this for over 17 years or 20 years or over 20 years, depending on which one of his stories you want to believe this time. But it's still roughly two decades. And you can't find even one accomplishment that you can actually verify? And I thought to myself, well, if he's really been around for roughly two decades, and let's say that he has, and I can't find anything about this guy's accomplishments, or failures for that matter. Even though this is supposedly a big deal guy dealing with numbers up to about $1 billion, at least that's what he wants us to believe. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Again, I don't know. You would have thought that I could have found one story
about, hey, Harold Ramsey and Rising River Capital did this and financed that in Malaysia, or did this in Guam, or did that in the, you know, the Falkland Islands, or this, that, nothing. And that reminded me of that Sherlock Holmes story about Silver Blaze. Sherlock Holmes, big deal detective in England, you know, a long time ago, was brought into a case. There was this horse called Silver Blaze that was stolen. Very important horse, I guess a race horse worth a lot of money. And nobody could figure out what had happened. Sherlock Holmes comes in and starts interviewing everybody. Certainly, you know, the horse was in a stable and there's a watchdog there and hay and water and all, you know, your basic barn with a watchdog and, you know, a horse and all horse poop and whatever they have in barns. And then one evening, the horse is stolen. They call in Sherlock Holmes. This is terrible. This is awful. This magnificent horse was stolen, and we don't know what happened. You know, this, that, and the other. Sherlock Holmes interviews everybody who in any way was connected to Silver Blaze. Interviews them individually. And each one has his own story. Here's where I was. This is what happened. This is what I saw. This is what I heard. You know, yada, yada. And then Sherlock Holmes reviews all of his notes. And he has one of those aha moments. Every one of those people did not say the same thing. Every one of those people did not say what they probably should have said. Sherlock Holmes noticed that with his interviews, with all of these people, not a one said that he heard the watchdog barking. The watchdog there with Silver Blaze, the horse. Now, this horse was stolen. There's a watchdog there. Somebody should have heard the watchdog barking. And yet, no one said they did. And that was the clue. Why did the watchdog not bark? Because the watchdog did not perceive the person who stole the horse as any kind of a threat. Maybe the watchdog was wagging his tail. Maybe the watchdog was given a piece of steak. But the watchdog was not, the watchdog did not perceive the thief as any kind of a threat. He knew, he recognized the thief. And that was the big break in the case. It's not what people were saying, it was what they did not say. And I thought that was fascinating. So how does that relate to Mr. Ramsey here? Well, I don't know, but here's my suspicion. If I can't find anything about this guy on the internet, if he doesn't list even one accomplishment on his own website or even on his own news release, there might be a really good reason for that. It's not what's there. It's what is not there, but should be there. Where the hell are the accomplishments? And it certainly seemed to me, because I could find virtually nothing about this guy, it almost seemed as if the internet was scrubbed of any mention of Harold Ramsey. Both spellings, by the way, the correct spelling and the misspelling, which is in his news release. Now, why? I'm just thinking out loud here. If, in fact, that's what happened, why would Harold Ramsey want to scrub his name off of the entire internet? What kind of information was there on the internet that now I can't find? I can't find one success story of this guy, but there is this nagging thing about formerly licensed. Formerly. That's next.